This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees warned Monday its operations in Gaza would shut down within 2 days due to the fuel shortages that shut down hospitals as fighting rages between Israel and Hamas. More on this from VOA's Gary Butterworth in Jerusalem.
The Director General of the World Health Organization says Gaza's largest hospital is no longer functioning. This as Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Hamas is blocking safe evacuation of patients from Gaza hospitals, where deaths are being reported as generators run out of fuel. Gary Butterworth, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Joe Biden urged Israel on Monday to protect Gaza's main hospital as heavy fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas raged around the complex.
And it's my hope and expectation that there will be less intrusive action relative to the hospital.
Biden told reporters at the White House the hospital must be protected, adding he was in contact with the Israelis on the matter. He said a deal for the release of prisoners was still being negotiated with the help of Gulf State Qatar. A surgeon with the medical charity group Doctors Without Borders said hundreds of people were stranded in the El Shiva hospital complex enduring inhumane conditions. U.S. President Joe Biden's 2024 re-election team on Monday said former President Donald Trump had embraced the language of Nazi German dictator Adolf Hitler by using the word vermin to refer to his political enemies. His comments, made on the Veterans Day holiday honoring military veterans, drew criticism, with some historians saying his language mirrored that of autocrats who have sought to dehumanize their foes.